Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 49. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Did you not know I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. The season of Epiphany, as you know, is an extension of the Christmas season, and the weather reminds us of it too. But more than that, the gospel lessons for the Epiphany seasons show that there was more in the manger than met the eye. The verses we just read were a sample of this. They're from the gospel lesson for the first Sunday after Epiphany, the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple, a reading no doubt chosen because here shines forth Jesus' awareness of his heavenly Father. You probably are also familiar with it from Sunday school. Since there are so very few childhood accounts of Jesus, the ones we have are not usually skipped over, nor should they be. This is an amazing account in a number of ways. Everyone who got to hear the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple conversing with the teachers were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when Mary and Joseph found him in the temple after searching Jerusalem for 3 days, they were astonished. Jesus seemed surprised too. Why did it take them 3 days of searching before they thought to look for him in the temple? For a child who was filled with wisdom and upon whom the grace of God rested, would you not look first in the temple, in the house of God? Mary did not understand Jesus' surprise or his reply. And yet she did not simply dismiss his comments, but she treasured them in her heart to ponder them again and again. Astounding. We have trouble even paying attention to things we don't understand. But there's more. Is it not remarkable that Jesus, true Son of the Father, the Word made flesh, through whom all things were made, for whom it was not robbery to be equal with God, was nevertheless obedient to his fallible human parents? Noteworthy also is that Jesus should grow in favor with God and man. Very often, people who seek the favor of men turn away from the things of God in order to gain that favor. And many times, those who find favor with God, like poor Lazarus, do not enjoy the favor of the rich man, the successful people of the world. But if all this is amazing, consider especially the verses that we read. Verse 50, "But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them." Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents, did not understand him. But he went along with them anyway. How many young people, maybe you know some, who think their parents do not understand them, and they walk away not caring, not listening to, not going along with, yes, even despising those parents, teachers, and others who do not understand them. They don't want the guidance or anything else that those superiors are trying to give them. But he went with them. And he did not go grudgingly either, but obediently. He is a cheerful giver. Can we live up to that? Have we lived up to that? Of course not. That is why he came. To take our place, to fulfill all righteousness in our name, to honor parents and superiors where we have failed, to endure the penalty for our failures and ingratitude, and to engrave for us the banquet invitation, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." You know, Joseph and Mary were not the only people who did not understand Jesus. Herod did not understand Jesus or his mission. The high priest and the Sadducees, who were busy making their heaven on earth, did not understand what Jesus was all about. The Pharisees, who were busy making deals with God for the afterlife, did not understand their need for him. Nicodemus did not understand Jesus' comments on being born again. And Peter tried to talk him out of his father's business. Jesus' own disciples often did not understand him. And when we did not understand him, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. May such a Christ be manifest in our lives too, who will do what God says is best for others, even for those who do not understand us. Amen. We sing on the colored sheets an altered form of hymn 780.